owner GM Jerry Jones does a sit-down with Norm Hitzkus every Friday morning at 10:10 to talk Cowboys football. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet and Brennan Mortgage. Only on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, KGTK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline, the show for men like us. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we're out this evening at Singular Wireless in far north Dallas. If you'd like to come out and join us, we'll be here for about 45 minutes or so.
Boy, the people from Boston Pizza brought us some pizza runs.
As a matter of fact, they did. Boston's the gourmet pizza brought some stuff out. If you get here while it's around, you can have some of that.
Although Chuck and T-Bar are here, so good luck.
Right. And then we'll make, they're capable of making very short work of it. But anyway, we're out here at Singular Wireless today, Preston at Summerside, a little bit to the north of Campbell here in far north Dallas. We will be at Boston's The Gourmet Pizza in Irving on Monday. That will be, it is at Marketplace and LBJ and MacArthur out in Irving, and we'll be there at the presentation from 3 until 7, gearing you up for the Cowboys. The remainder of the crew this evening is back at the mothership, the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, the Ticket Ticker, Justin Neely at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico, Keith Smith at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. And right now it is 6:12 here on the Ticket.
Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. All of you community quick hits, community quick hits, community quick hits. Guitar.
All right, community quick hits, drawing the approval from all of you two.
Perfect.
All four guys, that's great. Well, we definitely struck a nerve earlier in the day at around 3:30 when we started talking about it's Veterans Day today. And we got on the subject of ABC deciding not to air Saving Private Ryan locally, the local affiliate, Channel 8. And, boy, you guys are going to get bombarded tonight with email about this.
Delete.
No. Most of it's all very positive. They were thinking in the same vein we were. One guy decided to go straight to the top and email Dan Bennett, though, as he was taken aback by some of the comments, saying, "Gentlemen, I could barely believe my ears when I heard those words on your air today." He's speaking of what I said when I said, what'd I say? I hate this country?
I hate this country, speaking obviously in a ridiculous superlative.
Right.
Meaning not to be taken literally.
I'm not Alec Baldwin-ing myself saying I hate this country. I'm saying I hate the fact that this country has to go to such lengths.
Well, that's the way I took it.
Well, whatever. You know what I meant. But anyway, he says, "I could barely believe my ears when I heard those words on your air today. Greg, I heard you say that we do live in the best country, but I thought you could at least have slapped the S out of Corby for me." Well, he's on remote.
Greg.
And he would have if he would have been near me. "I don't think I heard Reiner go either way. I've always suspected him to be a communist anyway."
Yeah, I am.
And all because Channel 8...
Ooh, you're going to get a lot of email, Mike, because you said you're a communist.
Yeah, oh, Mike's a communist.
Yeah, you better email Mike, too, dude.
Boy, oh, boy.
Yep, delete, every one of them.
And all because Channel 8...
So here's a guy that is actually calling Rhines a communist.
Right.
But yet, you know, he's offended by what we said.
Right.
I thought there was no such thing as communism anymore.
Oh, it's still around, Mike. You got to be on the lookout for him, though. Mm.
Oh, and don't forget Corby's new political party, Hitler for Satan.
Right.
Which is very confusing.
And all because Channel 8 doesn't want to something the heat to air Saving Private Ryan. Who gives an S? I'll be watching Florida State football and Mavericks basketball just like you guys. I've seen the movie and own it on DVD. Maybe I'll watch it sometime like Danny. That'll what? Show Channel 8. I would remind you gentlemen that this is still a free country, and even the lady with the attitude about a photo of a soldier smoking is entitled to her misguided opinion, and the folks at Channel 8 can do their own programming.
When did we try to suppress her opinion? We just read it.
We just said she was an idiot for having one.
No, we didn't. We just commented on it.
He says, I'm also free to exercise that option that Mike likes to offer me, and I'm doing so more frequently during the hard line, meaning tuning out. Fine. As this is a free country, that means Corby is free to leave to some place that is a little more to his liking, meaning I want to leave the country.
Right.
I want to move out, of course.
Snake!
The sooner the better.
People don't listen.
God almighty, man. Talk about overreaction.
I certainly hope his parents weren't listening to his S. I'm sure they believe they had raised him to know better than that. A very disappointed George.
You ever notice that the people that overreact so much are the ones that don't really listen in the first place? They hear just a small part of something, and then they overreact to
it. Either that or the ones that are so offended by everything, they're the ones that just cuss a lot in their emails.
Well, George, sorry, man. I'll try to move out of the country for you since I hate it so much, you moron. Joining us now is George
Dunham.
Dunham.
Sing along, Mike.
And Miller.
What's up with Giorgio?
Well,
always love it when Giorgio comes on.
Miller.
We have booked this world-famous guest for one reason.
The email I just sent.
Yeah, the email that George... By the way, that was from another George, not from the Dunham George.
I agree with it, though.
Oh, I know you do.
Are offensive.
I know.
I do, too.
So the other morning, George was talking about a film that he saw.
As a matter of fact, stay away from it.
He warned us in his promo prior to the show, do not watch this film with your wife because it may lead to something. And
what film was it?
I could not believe what I heard. I just thought it was something innocent, whatever else, but this is shocking what
I'm a queer.
Your wife is leading you into. Go ahead and explain.
Well, you know that goofy movie that's out now, Shall We Dance, with Richard Gere and
with Gerbil Gere?
And Susan Sarandon, and right. I guess the premise is that he's kind of bored with his marriage and takes lessons on the side and booty dance with J-Lo, and then, I don't know, I guess it rekindles fire with his wife or something. That's the basic...
By ballroom dancing?
Huh?
By ballroom dancing?
Yes. And, you know, and doing the rumba and all that goofy stuff. Well, my wife saw it with a friend of hers, and she comes home. She said, after seeing that movie, she's inspired, and she wants us to take ballroom dancing lessons.
And, of course, you say, well, you may want that, but no, we won't be doing that.
Because I rule the roost.
Next question. Anything else?
No. As Ryan's will tell you, you know, marriage is a partnership, and it's something that's important to her, so.
George.
All right, Ryan. What happens when Renee comes home and says she wants to do a little ballroom dancing?
I do it.
Oh, my God!
I do it. I enjoy dancing.
Yeah. Just like you guys weren't on board necessarily with dodgeball, but we played dodgeball. It's a partnership.
There.
A little bit of difference in ballroom dancing and dodgeball.
Let me tell you something,
much.
George.
They both involve the...
Balls?
Yeah. And the kicking of them.
His balls.
I understand that marriage is a partnership. Like, yeah.
Do you?
Kind of. Now, I do what I want a lot, and sometimes I'll capitulate and do what she wants. I don't think she'd ever offer that up.
Oh, yeah, that happens, doesn't it?
What? What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Snake.
But if
I might get called Slick again.
If that was ever... Yeah, you better watch it.
Slick.
If that was ever offered up to me, no way!
Why not?
Dancing?
Okay, what about... Y'all have done something.
No.
You don't enjoy dancing with your wife? Bible study.
I don't know.
How about that? And it probably made you a better person, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
Okay, you think
to the show today?
I guess in Corby's case, it didn't.
You think ballroom dancing?
Nothing could.
You think ballroom dancing is going to make you a better person?
Well, something. It'll make you more...
Something.
Good argument, George. Something.
No, it'll make you a little more well-rounded.
No, it won't.
Don't you enjoy dancing with your wife, Corby?
No, I hate dancing unless I'm at a widespread show or a dead show.
Finance.
Your Corby dance where you put your hands out in front of you and
right.
Pop your head up and down.
Right.
Or maybe doing the snake dance.
George realizes the greatness of that dance.
Corby's got the greatest dance ever.
You finance, you romance, you do not dance.
And I think when we take these lessons, that's all I'm going to do is just do the snake dance.
So are you already signed up?
Well, she's trying to get us signed up, and she's roping some of our friends into it.
Oh, no.
See, well, do it, George. There's nothing wrong with this.
She's ruining the neighborhood. All your buddies are
All your buddies are
going to
be real happy with you, George.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, George is doing it. He's doing it with his wife. He's a good husband. You're a sack of crap.
Nothing wrong with
it'll
it, George.
Okay. You know what? I do.
You bring
like,
her up there and do it at ticket stock next year, okay?
What's that?
Bring her up there and you guys do it at ticket stock next year.
Dancing at ticket stock.
Why not?
Someone else suggested that this morning. That's not going to happen.
Why?
Because. It's just not. The ticket stock's not for dancing.
Well, maybe it should be. Need something to liven it up.
You know what?
Ballroom dancing, a little Charleston.
I would take disco dancing lessons. I swear to you, I would. If I had,
if you could do some, like badass disco dancing,
yes,
that'd be cool.
If I could take one form of dancing, it'd be disco. But where does ballroom dancing come
into
play?
Why don't you do it then?
Okay, but you're getting too caught up in the term ballroom dancing. I think you learn a lot of different types of dances, like the waltz and, you know, I mean, you learn to go dance. If you go to like a gala or something like that, you can do more than just go left, right, left, right. You know.
Let me tell you something about galas. Listen to the first syllable of it, and that's
what that is. I know. Hey, I'd just like to learn how to two-step. That's what I told her. I said, that's fine, because I'd like to two-step. And I can barely do that. I always get confused.
Two-stepping's not that hard, George. I just can't believe that you would. Danny, would you fall for this?
No. I don't even want to dance at weddings. I hate it.
I do, too.
Why? What is so bad about it?
It sucks.
Mike, you don't dance?
Sure I do.
There's nothing wrong with dancing hand-in-hand with your wife.
Only thing I can do is Fonzie dance.
What's that?
Just when you kind of put your hand on their butt and just kind of
go back and
wiggle
forward,
back and forth.
No matter how fast or slow the tune is.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Hey, I dance with my wife every chance we get.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Seriously, in all seriousness, I don't mind that part of it because I think that is a good, you know, connection kind of thing. But
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. That whole, salsa, what's that all about? I'm not doing that.
It's what you eat with chips.
No, this is the salsa dance where you shake it a little bit more.
Oh, the spicy Latino dance.
Yeah.
Mm, out on that.
I mean, the big man doesn't need to be doing the salsa, do you think?
Why not? Come on, George.
I pray, my only prayer tonight will be that Mike's wife asks him to do the same thing and to see how quickly it's shot down.
Y'all want to join us, Mike?
Yeah, why don't you, Mike?
Yeah.
You're into it.
You and George are buddies.
Yeah. Sure, we could do it.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. It's down on record.
No,
you need to do it.
And I could talk sports during the...
That's right. Boy,
yeah.
Wouldn't that beat him down? Sauntering across the floor, and here's Ryan's explaining the 4-3 to George.
It'd actually be the other way around. He'd be explaining the North Texas State 4-3 to
right.
Yeah, we could talk a little Sun Devil ball.
By the way, George...
Mm.
That was quite a heated argument you had this morning with Spank Miller.
Yeah, we don't really see college football the same way.
What was going on? I missed that.
Woo!
It was nothing. It was just...
Really?
What was it, Corby?
That must have happened very early.
That was a 6:30.
In what used to be the best Dunham and Miller hour of the Dunham and Miller day.
It used to be?
Yeah, it used to be.
Well, you'll be glad to know that our sports argument wiped out the observation deck.
Yeah, I know. I caught that. I just missed the sports argument.
Well, what was that?
And I figured that must have been what happened.
We just, I don't know. We just... Didn't see eye to eye on a couple of sports.
It was small college versus big college. George was defending North Texas. Rich Phillips was defending SMU.
No, it wasn't that at all. We're talking about Louisville.
What'd you let Dick Hicks in on it for?
It wasn't about North Texas or TCU. It was about Louisville.
I know, but that's how it kind
of
was positioned.
What about Louisville? What about them?
How George thinks they're a top, you know, a legitimate team, and Craig's like, well, who have they beaten? And then they went back and forth on who they played and
but it got mean-spirited though, didn't it?
Yes.
And personal.
It got very personal between you two.
Oh, it didn't get mean-spirited.
Really?
No.
Uh-oh. You guys hit the
Uh-oh.
Latest ticker
Uh-oh.
Of all time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. They, you know how George makes fun of us for being late? They were supposed to go to break at 6:00.
We're never late.
They were supposed to go to break at 6:24. Yeah. They went to break at 6:39. 15 minutes late.
The music.
Well, we had, you know, some passion going back and forth, and we couldn't stop.
Didn't it also spill into a live spot, George?
Oh, I don't know if you'd say that. So
well, gosh, maybe we need to listen to that.
I think we need to replay it. We got another segment, don't we?
There's nothing to listen
to. Let's replay that next segment.
No, it's nothing.
George Dunn wants us to replay it, although we have pulled it and it's in the intro.
Oh, you can replay it if you want. I just, you know, it'll just beat down everybody. It's just it's a dumb argument. I mean, who cares if Louisville is a top 15 team or not? I think.
Well, I don't care about that. I just want to hear you boys argue.
So Junior Miller, he's no doubt he was taking the stance that teams like Louisville should just go away.
No, not that they should go away. He just doesn't think that they're a legitimate top 15 team.
Because their only two quality victories were North Carolina and Kentucky, who were 4-5 and 1-8.
Yeah, they don't have any top 15 wins, which he's right about. But I just said, you know, it's not always who you play, it's how you play. And I thought they've always, you know, this year I think they've been really impressive.
Craig will get mad during an argument, man.
Oh, I mean, it's just dumb. It's stupid.
Come on, George. Stand your ground with him. Don't let him push you around.
Well, obviously we didn't let either one of us. I mean, we just kept butting heads like a couple of rams.
Well, I think we need to hear this next.
Man, it'll strain everybody.
We'll play it tomorrow in a better time.
Believe me, it's already edited and ready to go.
You guys need to talk baseball next.
Oh, George.
George, that was painful.
That was not me at the drop.
That's what happens when you dance. It makes you fart a lot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, George.
Stop playing drops.
Well, see, George, that's how you can ruin the dancing thing. Stop. Just get out there and start.
Yeah.
That's something you don't do in front of a woman.
Will you stop taking the receiver and putting it down by your butt?
Oh,
George.
See, I was talking at the same time. That couldn't have been me.
That's talent.
Oh. How old are you guys?
100.
Danny, how old are you?
100.
He's 39.
No, you're not.
He's 46.
Good night.
All right.
You hate this show, George?
Huh?
You hate this show?
No, I don't hate this show. I love the Hard Line. Quick review of the Hard Line. You guys underrated the U2 CD. Well, Corby didn't. Keyshawn was good.
Okay, what else?
You guys are...
Did you like the UT CD?
Oh, yeah, I really like it.
What about our take on Ron Artest?
You're right on there.
What about...
There's something else I was going to...
What about the Channel 8? The Channel 8 thing tonight?
Yeah, I disagree with you guys on that.
What?
Yeah, they can't play that at 7 or 8 o'clock.
They've already done it.
At 8 o'clock?
They've done it like twice, George.
They've already done it, and they even played Schindler's List.
Yeah, well, I mean, just in today's climate, I can understand why Channel 8 wouldn't do it. I mean, if you want to be mad at the FCC, I guess that's one thing, but I don't blame Channel 8. They're playing by new rules now. Who's to say that all you have to do is just get...
You got
to
be careful.
Yeah, I mean, if CBS and all of its affiliates can get fined for the Super Bowl stupid thing...
But... ABC.
Talking F word and violent.
Yeah.
You know.
But ABC is saying that they will pay any fine of any of the affiliates.
See, but it's different, George. It's not like they're showing Debbie Does Dallas. They're
right.
Showing an important film that people need to see.
At the same time, I wouldn't want
Debbie
my
Does Dallas is a pretty important film, too.
Stop it.
I wouldn't want my kids coming across that.
Right. No, I wouldn't want. You know what? I think that your oldest should see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
Well, I know. I mean, next year, he could go...
I think you're old.
Exactly.
He should see Debbie Does Dallas, too.
No, he doesn't need to see
I'll
that.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you guys get...
I bet he already has.
Why don't you guys get both your oldest together and screen Debbie Does Dallas for him? How about that, Mike?
I don't think that's a very good idea at all.
Well, then stop.
I like that.
Stop bringing...
That would be so disturbing. Golly.
God. Right. See, this is why I hate Corby.
What? You brought it up.
Yeah, you brought it up saying I should do it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to take up for George.
Turned on you, isn't it?
Yeah, he turned on me. That's why I hate him. That's why everybody hates him.
Something else I had a problem with the Harlem. I can't remember what it was.
Well, what about the Washington, D.C. baseball? Have a problem with that?
No, that was good.
E-News? How about the Sunday ticket? How you're going to be able to get your own angles now and red zone cameras?
Oh, that's greatness. The NFL is so ahead of everybody.
Now, are you going to lay down the video game and play along?
Sure, why not? You know what? With the Cowboy home games and stuff and our pre and post game, I don't watch Sunday Ticket as much as I used to. My kids watch that more than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it when I'm home.
Boy, and baseball's just lagging behind, George.
They are. They've got so much nothing compared to the NFL.
Yeah, it was a terrible World Series.
Yeah,
ALC
playoffs were lousy, too.
Yeah.
They didn't have nothing, man.
Well, these are good times.
They're all good times for all of us.
Well, good luck ballroom dancing, George.
All right, I'll keep you updated.
You have my support on this, man. It's
right,
a good
Ryan,
thing you're
I'll
doing.
You're in.
All right, I am in. But I already know how to do it, so that's the thing. I don't need lessons.
It's the biggest lie in the world.
You know how to do all this stuff?
Yeah.
Well, good. You can lead the class. That'll be great.
That's right. I can. I'll put on a nice puff sleeve shirt and get up there and do it.
This is called a rumba.
And no doubt he'll be so poppered up while he's giving his lessons. All right, bye. We got to go. We're going to be late like you.
All right, there's Giorgio there. It is 6:31 on the ticket. I believe we have some baseball quick hits next.
We do.
All right.
On not only